before the game, you're looking to get 3 points because, you know, we're needing to get 3 points on the board to settle things down. And, I mean, going down, I felt confident that they don't lose a lot of games, but they got a fantastic start. They come out really, really quick, and they knocked a lot of long balls in behind. They got a good goal, so it sort of rocked us a little bit. So we had to weather the storm for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, which we did, and defended really well. And Jared Doherty was absolutely brilliant. He took off two wonderful saves, you know. But once we settled down and got back into the game, we were, you know, coasting at some stages. And then when we got the equaliser, I felt their heads dropped. So I was looking forward to the second half coming out and taking the game. But then, of course, Rory gets sent off, you know. So it's sort of when you summarise the whole thing, to go to Daly, you know, go a point, or go a goal behind, go a player down for a short period of time, all the disruption, you'll take the point at the end of the day. It's an away one on the road, you know.
Yeah, by all accounts, Rod, it was a difficult start for you, but you come back into the game well, and I hear that Patrick McElhinney scored a very good goal for you.
Oh, contender for goal this season. Well, he's capable of that. He's brilliant, he was. And a fantastic with his left foot, but both sides he can pass the ball, strike the ball, deliver corners. You know, he's an exceptional player. But yeah, it was a fantastic goal from Patrick and a great performance from him. It was a bit of the night, but, you know, the one thing that the lads have shown, we've went behind the goal 4 times this season. 4 times we've retrieved it. So there's great resilience there, you know, and there's great character in the team. It's just a little bit of luck, get a little bit of continuity and get a win on the board and then build from there. And you don't be going to climb up that table for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Confidence is everything. You made at least one change. Did you make many changes to your team last night, Roddy, before the game?
No, we just brought Rory Patterson back in. And the only other change, and that was Aaron Barry at left back. You know, now I have a settled team in my head now. It's just getting Barry McNamee onto the pitch and Barry Malloy back on the pitch. And I know me starting best 11 players. So it's been getting them all available, getting them all on the pitch for a run of games to get settled down, you know, would be nice. But as I say, you take what you have and you just keep walking away.
Yes, Roddy, new onto a club and looking forward. There's no point looking back at this stage. But you're getting the team settled and hopefully things can pick up for me from now on.
Yeah, well, you're looking at how you gathered your points. We've 13 points out of 11 games, but you're looking how you gathered them. I mean, we've only lost 2 games, and one now is by the odd goal against Cork, who were flying at the time. So when you think of it that way, you know, maybe in 3 of them games we could have got maximum points, would have given you 6 more. But the way I look at it is, we're 10 points off the top, but thereabouts. The second run of games, if you can cut that deficit down to half of that, and then the last run of games when you're at your best with your squad and your window open and your few in, you're looking to tackle it down for the rest of the season. That's where I look at winning leagues and won a few of them. So I know how it goes. So it's just not letting the top teams get away. But as I say, how we're gathering the points, you know, every game we've played by 2, we've got something out of it. And that's encouraging. And as I say, we went behind the 4 games and retrieved that. And that's encouraging. It's just getting ahead in a couple of games and getting the comps, as you just said, is vital. And once we get that, I mean, we will be a very good side come the time that settles down.
That's good. And listen, Roddy, just before I let you go, can I ask you just those 2 sentences off last night? Would they have reflected the game or just is that things that happened in the League of Ireland?
Well, no. Well, I was talking to a chap here just in the house now that was at the game. He said Erwin was a sending off. He thought it was deserved, but I didn't think so. You know, and Erwin definitely was. He lashed out and kicked me born. But it was funny how the game went. When we went down to 10 men, we played better. And they dropped it again. And then when they went down to 10 men, it sort of evened everything up then, and it just made a bit of a mismatch of a game. And it could have went either way. Ender could have had a brilliant chance to wrap it up, plus, and then they had a great strike off Jason Bourne. So it could have went either way that stage. But then with 10, 15 minutes to go, I just said, just take what we have, take the point. And I just took Patrick out and put a solid midfield player on and just took the point at the end. They were happy enough to walk out with a point under the circumstance and all the disruptions that went through it, you know.